In Radio Bulgaria's Time Out for Music, the forthcoming St. John Passion rendition of the Bulgarian National Radio's Mixed Choir and Symphonic Orchestra. Wednesday, a few days before Orthodox Easter, the St. John Passion by Johann Sebastian Bach will sound at Sofia's Bulgaria Hall. The rendition belongs to the Mixed Choir and the Symphonic Orchestra of the Bulgarian National Radio, with Dragomir Josifov being its conductor. This is the first time that the radio formations include this work in their repertoire. Historians say that the great composer has created oratorial pieces over four Gospels, of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. However, only two of those have reached us, St. John Passion and St. Matthew Passion. We know that the issue of the St. Luke Passion's copyright is controversial and the score of the St. Mark Passion was never found. A tradition has been established in Bulgaria over the past years for the work's rendition on the eve of Easter across some of the Maundy weekdays. The Bulgarian Bach Society was the organizer of the event. Here is a documentary recording from 2011. That was a fragment of St. Matthew's Passion. The initial rendition of St. John Passion was on April 7, 1724, Good Friday, at the St. Nicholas Church in Leipzig. More details from Dragomir Josifov.
Johannes Passion е рядко изпълняван в България.
We rarely hear St. John Passion in Bulgaria. We could say the same for St. Matthew till recently. However, thanks to the Bach Society conductor Josip Girdzikov and the musicians gathering exclusively for the occasion over the past years, we have the chance to listen to that great piece on some of the Maundy weekdays. St. John Passion sounded in one of the concerts, but just once, Mr. Josifov says. The Passion sounded for the first time in Bulgaria back in the 1970s in the town of Yambol, thanks to a visiting German choir and the local chamber orchestra. I do prefer St. John Passion due to the thick ruthlessness of the events that are getting more cruel and fearful. Then it is also with that long sigh, the second alt aria, It's Over, Es ist Vollbracht. This was the first passion in Bach's biography with many editions afterwards. The last was in the composer's last year of life. I see the rendition of this passion as something more personal than professional. No matter the faith or religion, what's universal in that music is really strong. The idea of the passion is to awaken compassion in those listening to it. They ought to live through the sufferings of Christ while enjoying the beautiful music. Bach has many church service works, more from Mr. Йосифов.
Бах принадлежи към протестантската номинация. Въпросът е, че бидейки протестант, той има и две...
He used to belong to the Protestant denomination. We all know that it was quite extravagant to live outside the church back then. People were born, lived and died with God. Bach composed music following the Protestant tradition, but he also had several Latin Catholic works. I'm convinced that music, like St. John Passion, simply ceases any controversies. Only the initial three chords with the intro lines, God, 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 go from an appeal to uncertainty and then into a doubt. This is where questions end and the genius begins, far and beyond the score. Listen now to aria number 4 of St. John Passion.
Und schließt den Gott. Este mi corazón.